orchestra. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me.
You need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
I'll explain it to you.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God saw some sinning and it gave him pain, and he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
What?
You build me a floating zoo.
Right.
And pick some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Now that ark started moving and drifting with the tide, them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
If you talk to the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee.
Wooka wooka wooka.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be. Buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. We would converse in polar bear and python,
and we would curse in fluent kangaroo.
Oh, hi! If people ask us, can you speak rhinoceros?
We'd say rhinoceros.
Intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. We learn to speak.